Today's music begins with two hymns on the chimes. This is the day, and when morning gilds the skies. Following the chimes will be the piano prelude, an arrangement by Hiram Titus of today's hymn after the sermon, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Next is our opening hymn, O For a Thousand Tongues to Sing. This is a favorite of mine, and I am thrilled to lead it on my first official Sunday as Minister of Music. The same hymn is featured in today's postlude with an arrangement by Robert Hobby. This particular arrangement was composed with the final stanza of the hymn in mind. Glory to God, and love and praise be ever, ever given by all the saints in every age, the church in earth and heaven. Finally, today's anthem is Here Are Our Hearts, a favorite of St. John's United Voices. Today it is sung by Bill Leslie and Sue Sands, who are also leading our hymns. Thank you, Bill and Sue, for your leadership. Thank you also to Grace Bruin for serving as today's liturgist.
Thank you. As we enter into our time of worship today, it is important that you know that whenever we gather together in spirit, near or far, that no matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, it is our deep desire in our time of worship today to meet you where you are and to share God's love, God's peace, God's comfort with you. So I want to invite you to join me in taking a deep breath. Invite God's Spirit of peace to fill you up as you inhale. And then exhale and set aside all the worries and anxieties of the day. And join me as we reflect on today's theme. In the absence of congregational singing during this time, I've been missing the hymns. So to offset my sadness a bit, I've been listening to some choirs sing them on Spotify, usually when I'm driving. I know, kind of nerdy, but what can I say? One of those old hymns that keeps coming on every now and then is the hymn, Face to Face with Christ My Savior, which I, of course, immediately thought of when I saw our theme for this week, Face to Face. There is a verse in that song that deeply resonates with me. Only faintly now I see him, with the darkling veil between, but a blessed day is coming when his glory shall be seen. Whether we are talking about seeing Christ faintly, with a veil of humanity between our face and his, or whether we are talking about seeing one another only part way, with the veil between us looking more like a mask, I think it's safe to say we're all craving some FaceTime, and I'm not talking about the app on our phones. Pretty much our only option right now is to talk, to spend time with one another behind screens, which is convenient and safe and has helped keep so many connected. But I think we can all agree, it's nothing like the real thing. This time has persuaded me that we really are meant to be face-to-face kind of people, meant to be in face-to-face relationships. God is always eager to see our faces. God loves when we look up from whatever it is we are doing and turn our eyes to him. And as far as we are concerned, as the old hymn reminds us, a blessed day is coming. We don't know when, and we're working hard to figure out how, but we will see one another face to face. May this time of worship be some much-needed face time with God, the God who sees beyond the veils and behind the masks, as we join our spirits together to listen, to pray, to hope, in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. invite you to join me in saying our prayer of confession out loud if you've got the words in front of you from our website, our Facebook page, or simply by listening and praying along. Let us pray. God, the story of Jacob shows your willingness to enter into the messiness of our human struggles, into fractured relationships and unreconciled situations. Yet we confess that too often we try to hide all or part of ourselves because we do not want to loosen our grip on our pride, our possessions, our comfort, and our grudges. We put material things, distractions of all kinds, and hurt between us so that we don't have to meet you face to face and admit that we need your help. We are scared that our very lives will be dislocated by your grace and by your call for us to extend that same grace to others. Help us, O God, to call out to you with our whole selves, to wrestle with the conflicting values, the hurt, and the fear that confronts us daily, so that we can unclench our hands and open ourselves to the transforming power of your Holy Spirit. Only then can we fully embrace others and be fully embraced by you. Amen. My friends, owning our mistakes, wrestling with our mess-ups is not easy, but God doesn't promise a wrestle-free life. God does promise, however, that all of our struggles, all of our sins will be met with grace. When we cry out to God, we are heard and forgiven and loved, now and always. Claim that forgiveness as a gift in your life and share it with others as generously as it has been shared with you. Amen.
Our first reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 32, verses 22 through 31. The same night he got up and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. Our second reading is from the book of Psalms, Psalm 17, verses 1 through 7. Hear a just cause, O Lord, attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer from lips free of deceit. From you let my vindication come. Let your eyes see the right. If you try my heart, if you visit me by night, if you test me, you will find no wickedness in me. My mouth does not transgress. As for what others do, by the word of your lips, I have avoided the ways of the violent. My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me. Hear my words. Wondrously show your steadfast love, O Savior of those who seek refuge from their adversaries at your right hand. I have some special thoughts to share with our children and our young at heart this week. In the scripture I just read from the book of Psalms, it was actually David praying. Did you notice how many parts of the body David mentioned? There were actually six. Can you remember any of them? If we were in church right now, I would ask each of you to tell me what you remembered, but since we are apart, I'll pretend you could tell me what they were. First, there were the lips, which David said were free of deceit. Do you know what that means? It means he wasn't lying. Then there was his heart, which had no wickedness, and then his mouth, which does not transgress. He's still not lying. And finally, his feet, which stay on the path and do not slip. Have you ever heard anyone talk about slipping up? What would that mean? Slipping up is when you make a mistake or do something you're not supposed to do, like maybe tell somebody about a surprise party instead of keeping it a secret. Have you ever done anything like that? Slipping up can also be when you don't do something you were supposed to do, like watch TV when you're supposed to be doing your homework. So when David says his feet do not slip, I think that means David is going the way God wants him to go and acting the way God wants him to act. And he's trying very hard to make sure he doesn't slip or make a mistake. I like thinking about the fact that David is using his entire body when he prays, from his head to his feet, and making sure his heart is in it too. If you're paying attention right now, I bet you're thinking, wait, she said there were 6 body parts. We've only talked about 4. Good catch. The other body parts actually belong to God. David talks about God's eyes and God's ears. David asks God to see the right. God's eyes should look for the good in David, and God's ears should hear David's words. Really listen. Even though this is a prayer to God, I think this psalm teaches us a way that we can communicate with each other. When we are talking with our friends or with our family, it's a really good idea to put your whole body into it. With our eyes, look at each other and always look for the good inside each other. No one is perfect, but if you really look, you can find the good. When we are talking, we can remember to be truthful and kind. And with our ears, we can really listen to each other. That can often mean keeping the rest of your body still, using your heart as well as your ears to hear what someone else is trying to say. I think if we can all remember to use our whole body this way, we are showing love for each other. And that's the best way to make this world a better place. Now let's pray together and then finish with the Lord's Prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for being with us today and all days. Help us to use our bodies as you want them to be used. Help us to make sure the words that come from our lips are truthful and kind, our hearts are full of love for one another, and our feet never slip. And help us to use our eyes to see the good in each other and our ears to really listen to each other and to you. Hear us as we pray the prayer your Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
how to sing.
Teach us how to sing.